No, it definitely is not too late for the flu vaccine. Most of the time when we get our outbreaks, it's usually the end of January into February. So it takes roughly about 2 weeks after the shot to have a full immunity. So it's definitely not too late to get the flu vaccine.
So unfortunately, we're right on track.
We definitely are on track.
What is the flu that's out there? We always hear different types of flu. Is there any name to this one, or is that not really an issue this time around?
That really gets complicated. There are many different strains of the flu vaccine. And each year when they create the vaccine, they use three strains of the vaccine, or three strains of the flu to make the vaccine. So it's really hard to tell if they're going to be 100% on target. This year, the flu that was identified in Chippewa is now being strain tested at CDC. And it'll take about 3 weeks to find out if that strain is the strain that's matched the vaccine this year. But what you always want to remember is that any time that there's a flu, if you have the vaccine, there's a chance that you have some type of immunity to the flu, even if it's not 100% on target.
Now, there's also a misnomer out there about what the flu is. People always seem to think when they get a stomach bug that they've got the flu. That's not the case.
Right. Everybody talks about the stomach. Oh, I have the stomach flu, or I have the flu. But really, the influenza vaccine, the influenza that we're dealing with, is a respiratory.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. People think when they've got a stomach bug that they've got the flu, and that's just not the case.
No, it definitely is not.
Now, granted, it's not pleasant.
No.
but it's not.
No, it's not.
It's not the flu.
No.
But definitely the point is that at the health department, you have a flu vaccine. People can come in and make an appointment and get that. Are you targeting any particular areas of the population, or is this just for everybody to come in?
It is for everybody. A lot of times during the year, there might be a flu vaccine shortage. And so then what happens is CDC lists the target populations that would be the most beneficial from getting the flu vaccine. So people that have a compromised immune system, elderly people, people with chronic illnesses, heart disease, cancers, things like that. But this year, as in other years when there is enough vaccine, it is recommended that everybody get the flu vaccine. So, because the more people that have it, have the vaccine and a protection, they're actually protecting more of the population. Many years ago, you know, we do the flu vaccine and we hope to stop individually from people getting sick. But what we're really looking at is preventing a large spread pandemic. The last time we had an influenza pandemic, it killed more people than World War III in the United States, or and World War II in the United States.
What we don't hear a lot about is the fact that this is still a very dangerous, very deadly disease. This still kills people each and every year. We don't hear about it like we maybe should in some ways.
And that's true. You know, we don't hear about it, and so people start to take it for granted that they don't have anything to worry about. But influenza is a killer disease.
Now, granted, if you are in reasonably good health going into this, the odds of that being the end result are pretty slim. But when we talk about older folks in particular, you know, if you get to, like, my mother's now 73 and has religiously gotten the flu shot every year now for about 13 years, that is the age group where it does start to become a real problem.
That's a very big age group that it's a problem. Little children is another problem. And then again, anybody that's got a compromised immune system, it's a problem.
What about the flu is so deadly for that age group?
It's a respiratory illness. So it has so much to do with your lungs and your ability to breathe. If you can't breathe, you can't live.
Is it pneumatic in a way with the fluid? Is that the problem with the
Yes.
lungs? Okay. Because, you know, again, we hear about the flu every year, but we don't hear about the particulars of it. And we were talking, too, a little bit ago, you know someone who got the flu 3 weeks was laid out?
3 weeks. This was last year.
And a pretty healthy person, too.
Definitely. Very healthy.
3 weeks. Think about that. For your vacation time, your sick time, your pay at work, so it really does matter to take care of this.
It definitely does matter, and that's when you're looking at one person. Look at a community that becomes infected. Everything that's going to shut down. you know, nothing's going to operate. And people think that's not going to happen, but it definitely would happen.
Now, the goal here obviously isn't to scare the crap out of everyone, but
definitely
it is
not.
Something that people do need to be aware of, and it is not too late. Let's get back to that here. If you are someone who just never thought you needed one or didn't get around to it or you don't think they're still available, they still are, and they are very valuable.
Right. This is a very good time to get the flu vaccine. And there is a lot of flu vaccine out in the community available to people right now. And that's something that we usually don't have happen at this time of the year.
And there is a confirmed case.
There is a confirmed case in Chippewa. And there's a reported case in Marquette that has not yet been confirmed.
If they have any questions or they want to find out more about this, I know that with MLK today, the health department, are you down today? You're not.
We're down today because it's a holiday. But they can call at any time. And they also can go to the website. The website has a lot of flu information on it, a lot of information about prevention. Hand washing, as we talked about before, is the biggest form of prevention. So there's a lot of information available. There's a lot of flu vaccine available in the community. I know many of the doctor's offices still have it. We have a lot of it at the health department. They just simply need to call and make an appointment, quick appointment, in and out.
Flu vaccine is available for 25, and appointments can be made by calling the health department. That's 475-7844. What is the website, by the way? Kareem, do we have that on here? We'll get that to folks. We'll put that on our show notes once we go and look that up. But again, it's not too late, and 25 sounds like a bit much. Imagine being out of work for 3 weeks.
Right.
And pretty good trade-off.
Right, and it is covered by Medicare and Medicaid. And there are special funding available for children, so it's a lot cheaper for most of the children.